My name's Gene, and I get the privilege of being able to, and it seriously is a privilege to be able to stand up and talk to everyone. I'm going to try and do this as quickly as possible. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, 23. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." So on the 29th of May this year, I'll have been a Christian for 25 years. 1994, baptized in a little Presbyterian church. Me and my family were baptized, and it's been 25 years, which is pretty cool, eh? When I first became a Christian, everyone was like older than me, and nowadays I'm like middle aged for Christians, right? I was in my car and I was driving home one day. No, I wasn't. I was in the kitchen. That's right. I was in the kitchen, probably making a cup of tea, which I do a lot. I was making a cup of tea, and I had this thought to myself: how, you know, and it was an apology. It really was an apology. It was me. I said, "Lord, I'm sorry. Right now, I just realized that if I was to take you out of the picture, I'd be happy just living my Christian life. I'd be content in that. I agree ethically and morally with the way Christianity works. I agree with helping people and being nice to people. I agree with being generous and living a big life and outward and all this kind of stuff, to everything that we talk about on Sunday. And Lord, if you weren't in the picture, I'd be happy with that." And I had to apologize, because I realized that this is the definition of religion. Lifestyle minus Jesus equals religion. Religious. And then I thought, after 25 years, how easy could that be? Everything we do at church, and I'm going to say this with, because I do this too. Look, I care about your welfare day to day. But a lot of what we do in church is aimed to help you live day to day. And if you're not careful, you forget that it's actually supposed to be about drawing you to Christ. That when everything else is stripped away, it's all about you and Jesus. And if you have everything else and you don't have Jesus, the Bible says you've lost your soul. We give you awesome teaching, and it's all to make you strong in your faith day to day. But if you miss out on Jesus, you miss out on the main point. Lifestyle minus Jesus equals religion. And for all of us who have been in the faith for a long time, it's my challenge to you: if you were to take Jesus out of the picture, would you be content with that? Can you exist without Jesus? Because if you can exist without Jesus, then you're living religion, or you're very close to it. And so we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, we read there, Jesus says, "Do this in remembrance of me." And tonight, I think that's a key. See, in this moment that we call communion, in this cool moment that we call communion, it's more, it can be bread and wine in your mouth, tick, 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 something else of your lifestyle of faith. But what Jesus says is, "Do this in remembrance of me." Note, he didn't say, "Do this in remembrance of what I did," or "Do this in remembrance of the way that I did it." He said, "Do this in remembrance of me." Just me. Not what I've done. Not how I did it. That's important. once again, if you focus on that, you miss the point. Do this in remembrance of me. Not me, him. So you sit here, I stand here. Bread and juice in our hands. The opportunity of this moment. This is what's so clever about Christianity. This is what's so clever about Christ, is that he encapsulates in these clever things with his teaching to make us focus in on what is actually important. In this moment right now, every time we do it, we have an opportunity to draw our mind to Christ. Through Calvary to Christ. So that when we go from here, the good that I do is for Christ. The love that I do is for Christ. It's all about you, Lord. We're going to bow our heads, and in a second we're going to take the bread and the juice. Take this moment to focus in on Christ. You might be like, oh my goodness, Gene, I agree. Like, it'd be so easy for me to just live the lifestyle of Christianity without the Christ. This is a moment where we can draw ourselves back to him, draw our minds to him. So let's close our eyes. We'll have a moment. And just as you're ready, just eat the bread, drink the wine, and then I'm going to pray, and we'll continue on with the service. Father, we take the body that was broken for us and the blood that was poured out for us. And tonight we take this moment to remember you and the gratefulness that we have for being able to have a relationship with you through your death on Calvary. Father, we thank you that in this room we are all bonded together by that same love. And I pray, Lord, for anyone who is feeling like, oh goodness me, I might be a bit religious, that tonight, just like how sometimes me and my wife, you know, we live day to day, then every now and again, we scrub ourselves up. Oh, I do. My wife doesn't. We put a suit on. I put something tidy on, something nice. I look nice, and then I take my wife out for dinner, and I say I love you. I pray tonight that in this service, something like that would happen for them. That there would be reignited inside of them a love for Jesus. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.